The government's flagship housing program finally coming to life. KiwiBuild will have a unit set up in the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment that will be in place until the Housing Commission becomes a reality next year. Hope is the first actual house will be ready mid-18. National not convinced.
If you think bureaucrats are going to work out how to build 100,000 extra houses, you've got to be joking.
So that's Bill English, of course, Housing Minister Phil Twyford is with us. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Even you would concede that mid-18 is optimistic, yeah?
Yes, it is, but we're going to go hell for leather. We've got a number of different channels that we're using to deliver KiwiBuild, and we're going to do the best we can to be turning the key on the front door of the first KiwiBuild houses middle of next year. And then it's a matter of putting in place a pipeline of housing in a whole range of different locations, delivered in different ways, almost all of them working directly with the private sector.
When, literally, will you be building 10,000 a year?
We're not until the end of the third year. That's the ramp-up that has always been part of the KiwiBuild plan. We expect that in the first year, we're going to aim to deliver about 1,000, 5,000 in the second year, and aim to hit that 10,000 figure at the end of the third year.
So when you say 10,000 a year over 10 years, that's actually well down the track. You're looking towards 2030 by the time that's actually been achieved.
Oh, we expect that by the end of the third year, we'll be hitting that 10,000 a year target. It's 100,000 over 10 years. It's always been the program, and therefore averaged out 10,000 a year.
Now, even if you go along with the idea, the capacity in the industry, how literally are you going to do it? We don't have enough. We all agree, do we not, that we're not building enough houses at the moment? And in part, we're not building enough houses at the moment because we don't have enough people, and yet you're a government who wants to cut immigration. How does all of that dovetail together?
So workforce constraints are a big deal here, and we are going to be doing everything we can to first grow the New Zealand-based workforce here. So, but that's going to take a little time to flow through. So, but we're talking about a massive increase in construction trade apprenticeships and all the jobs and professions that are included in the industry. We are committed to bringing in the skilled workers that we need from overseas, just as the past government did after the Canterbury earthquakes. That's going to happen. We've got no choice but to do that because the investment in the local workforce hasn't been made in recent years. So we've got to ramp that up. The other critical thing here, Mike, is that a lot of the volume for KiwiBuild is going to be delivered, we think, through off-site manufacturing. So companies that New Zealand and possibly overseas companies that can scale up and build houses and factories and ship them onto the site and put them up in days as opposed to months. Yeah. Now, there's a whole different workforce requirement for that way of building houses.
Well, we will follow it with a great deal of interest. Appreciate your time very much. Phil Twyford, the Housing Minister, with us this morning.